Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 43, Anime Episode 35. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 35?
The title of Episode 35 was The Hidden Past. Female Fighter Bellemare. And after our little catch-me-up that we always do from the last episode, we then jump into three of the mermen, Hachi, Chu, and that other guy that doesn't trust Nami, the one with the sort of big wing arm things. Anyway, they have found Sanji's crashed ship. And they are speculating on what happened there and how that came to be there when they see this distant figure walking towards them. And it's Luffy on his walk. And they're all standing there with their arms folded, and Luffy just kind of strolls by and just walks slowly right between them and keeps on walking. And they're mystified by this. And, of course, Hachi is particularly mystified because Hachi is mystified about a lot of things. And he's like, hey, you, oh, who are you? Where are you going? What are you doing? And Luffy's like, oh, well, I'm taking a walk. And he's like, why do you care? And Hachi's like, oh, well, that's a very good question. Oh, yes, well, have a good time, you know. And so he's like, well, he seems like a nice fellow. And they're like, oh, I don't know. He seems very mysterious. What is he doing? Who is that guy? So then, from there, we go to Yojika. She is with Sanji and Zoro and Usopp, because Luffy's off on his walk. And so she is going to tell them the story, the whole truth behind Bellemare and Nami and herself. And she starts to tell that story, and we cut to Nami back at the house, and she wakes up, and she is also remembering the story. And now we go into her memories of Kokoyashi Village and the farm and her dream. And so we go back to when Nami was really little and she was sitting at the table and she was very excited because she finished making a map of the island. So she's so pleased with herself and shows it off. And then she goes to town and we see her at a store. And she is stealing a book about navigation from one of the shelves. And she sneaks out with it past the store clerk lady. But then Jen, the constable, he snatches her up. And he's had it. He's just like, oh, not again. You know, carries her back to her house. And she's like, you can't carry me like a cat. And he's like, will you stop stealing things? You know, you're so much trouble, just like your mother was. He takes her back to Bellemare, and Bellemare says, well, you know, I don't have any money for the book, but I could pay him sometime with my BODY, which he recoils from that. And the girls think that's such a funny joke, and I'm kind of like, okay. Anyway, so then, but the next thing you know, we see Nami being disciplined with a smack on the head from Bellemare because, you know, she isn't supposed to be stealing stuff. And Nami says that the town is saying that all this good weather is making the oranges plentiful everywhere and that Bellemare's crop is going to be less profitable, so they won't have very much money. And Bellemare keeps saying, you know, don't worry about that. We're fine. We're totally fine. Anyway, so then we get to know from her conversation with Bellemare and little Nojika that Nami's dream is to sail around the world and then map the whole thing. And at dinner, Nojika calls Bellemare out. She's like, you're not eating. Why are we eating and you're not eating? And she's like, oh, I eat oranges. And she's like, you know, Nojika's like, oh, this is because we're too poor. So you're feeding us, but you're not eating. And Bellemare's like, no, this is diet. I'm dieting. And the oranges make my skin radiant. And then Bellamere finishes mending this hand-me-down dress for Nami that had belonged to Nojika. And for this is more evidence for the girls that they aren't making enough money, that Bellamere is too poor to take care of them. And Nojika says, you know, it's only fair that Nami shares her clothes because they're sisters. But that really, you know, gets Nami going. She protests. She's like, they're not the same blood. And for some reason, Bellamere totally loses it on that. And she actually smacks Nami so hard that the little girl falls to the floor. And I'm like, wow, bad parenting. But okay. And she shouts at Nami, blood doesn't matter. Don't ever say anything like that again. And Nami still thinks that it does. You know, and she starts crying and saying that she should have been adopted by a rich family who could actually take care of her. And that really pushes Bellamere's buttons, and she tells Nami, well, if that's the way you feel, just go. And so Nami runs out into the rain. And of course, Bellamere immediately regrets being so harsh. And Nojika insists that, you know, that Nami does love her and didn't mean it. And so Bellamere asks, you know, her foster daughter to go bring Nami back home, and she'll cook a really nice meal for them. So then in town, it's not raining anymore, and Gen is drying Nami off, and he's chuckling at her, you know, quote-unquote running away. You know, well, if coming to town means running away, I guess you're not, you know, that wild. And he tells her about how everybody thought that Bellamere, when she was a girl, was very wild as a kid. And even when she grew up, she was very hot-headed. She became a Marine, saying that, you know, pirates who kill people are unforgivable. And we see, after a particular battle, just terrible destruction, and Bellamere is, you know, on the verge of dying when she sees this tiny little girl, this little Nojika, carrying a baby Nami. And that was her reason to live, was to live for them. And so we see this stormy seas at the docks at Kokoyashi, and a little ship is making its way through the storm, and Bellamere is on it. She's nearly dead with the girls in her arms, and the girls have high fevers, and the villagers are trying to help Bellamere, and she's like, no, you must save the girls. So when they're healing, you know, Bellamere's got bandages all over, but when they're well enough, Bellamere tells Jen that she is now planning, she's going to raise them as her daughters. And Jen and the villagers are very shocked. They're like trying to talk her out of it. They believe she's just too wild of a person to be a parent. And Jen tells Nami, now we're back in the present, that he thinks that the bond between Bellamere and the girls is even stronger than being a blood relative, that it's more meaningful, their bond. And so then Nojika comes to bring Nami home. And at this point, Nami is happy again and wants to go back. And so the girls run off happily, and the villagers watch them go, and they remark how well that little family has done, and, you know, how good it is to watch them thrive. But then a man runs into town, runs right past the girls, shouting the alarm that pirates are here. And we see Arlong's ship beach itself right on the coast. And so this is, we're seeing Arlong's first, you know, attack on Kokoyashi, when he first arrived and claimed the village as part of his domain. And he proclaims that every month, every villager would have to pay to continue living. They basically pay for their own lives every month, 100,000 berry for each adult and 50,000 for each kid. And from their hiding place, the girls remark that, oh, gee, Bellamere can't pay that much. You know, their only hope is that the house is far away from the village, and maybe Arlong just won't notice the house. And it looks like that's about to happen, that they're going to get away with that. Arlong collects about 25 million from the villagers. He's very satisfied, and the villagers, you know, are saying to each other privately, oh, we can't keep doing this. We won't be able to afford to live. But Jen is assuring them that, you know, enduring is the best course, that it's better than being killed. He just hopes that they do not notice Bellemere's house. But they do, because there is smoke. Bellemere is cooking for the girls, and smoke is rising from the chimney. And the Arlong pirates notice that and head for the house. And the girls are running. They're trying to warn Bellemere, but the mermen are almost there. And Nami's sure that, you know, if they don't get there first, Bellemere will be killed. To be continued.
Who is Nami as a child?
Here is Nami as a child. In her childhood home, she is like a little version of adult Nami. She still has the same orangish red hair. She wears a green dress, and that's not unlike the color of the dress she wears as an adult. And here we see her very, very happy because she has achieved an important goal. She has successfully drawn a map of the entire island that she lives on.
Who is Nojiko as a child?
This is Nojiko as a child. She has the blue hair that we become accustomed to as an adult. She holds the hair back with a red beret bandana. She's got a blue shirt and green overalls, and she is standing in front of her childhood home.
Who is Bellemere?
This is Bellemere when Nojiko and Nami were children. Bellemere here has pinkish hair that she has shaved on the sides of her head and kept long in the back, kind of a mullet kind of thing. She has a green striped shirt that says mace for some reason. I don't know what that means. And here we see her inside her own home.
Who is Gensan? Or
Genzo. Here we see in the background, facing camera, we see Jen, the local authority in town. Perhaps we could call him a constable, judging from his uniform. He wears a brown sort of military uniform with a military cap with a pinwheel at the center of it. He wears brown shorts with a military top with gold shoulder epaulets. And he has a very distinctive brown mustache and some hairy legs. And currently he seems to be having a cup of tea. We see Jen here in the past in a flashback. And what is evident is that in the past, he did not have all of the scars crisscrossing his body. That is something that will come later for him, unfortunately. The woman in the center was the store clerk at the store where little Nami bought or stole a book. She is an older lady with gray hair.
Who is Doctor?
A doctor? He doesn't look like a doctor. He is wearing a doctor's lab coat with a green striped shirt and yellow and green striped pants. He has sunglasses, very exotic facial hair, and a skull cap with a medic's cross.
What was the setting in this episode?
This episode took place pretty much entirely on Kokoyashi village area on the island. But the specific settings were the Bellemere's house, the village itself, the Kokoyashi village, the grassland and forest where our good guys were hanging out, and also where the crashed ship, Sanji's crashed ship, is. We also had seen some flashbacks to a war zone when Bellemere was in the Marines, and a small ship that she was aboard in very rough seas as it approached the dock of Kokoyashi village. Well, in town, we went into the store where Nami stole a book, and there was also a market where different foods and fruits and vegetables were being sold. We also got a glimpse of Bellamere's orchard with all of her oranges, tangerine.
What was the combat in this episode?
There was actually very little combat in this episode. There were no special moves demonstrated. The if you could call it combat, the smack from Bellamere that tossed Nami to the floor, I guess is combat. There was a war scene. There was a scene of devastation with a number of pirates fighting Marines. But apart from that, I don't believe there was any other combat in the episode.
Yes. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Well, I do think Bellamere has some questionable parental practices, but on balance, she does seem to love those girls a lot. So I'm gonna cut her some slack, let that slide for now. But I better not see any more whacking. It's not good. But we'll see how it goes. Hope she lives.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 35. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!